improvements up the hill a little bit, continue 76 the way it is in the curve there, but get the big Wild West intersection out of there and do away with it. Because we have a lake on one side and 156-foot bluff on the other side. It's a pretty intractable issue.
But for him, though, yes, it needs to stay on the list.
Okay. And the need is actually capacity improvements of the intersection?
More safety than anything.
Regardless than safety.
I don't think it'd be capacity as much as safety. Don't you guys give higher marks of safety?
Typically.
Yeah, we do on the radio. Our
problem. I'm talking about on theirs, I'm not sure. So I'm sure it needs to be more safety than capacity.
Okay, whether or not a roundabout is the best solution or not, there's just safety and capacity issues.
Because actually there was some turn lanes and some islands that could make that better just as it is. Another thing I've got a little bit of concern about here is, as we continue to put a bunch of money on some of these improvements, even though the East-West Corridor is off of the state system, if we were to reroute traffic, it would help immensely to get heavy trucks not coming down that hill in bad weather to that corner and to the lake. If we could reroute heavy truck traffic from Kirbyville over to the interchange and avoid having to do all of that, it would help a lot of that.
To the interchange, talking about via Coon Creek?
Well, instead of Coon Creek, if you did the East-West Corridor, oh, you'd come just directly to the interchange, and it would eliminate, like, for example, what are we putting in, $1.2 million in Coon Creek this next time? And then you go and throw $3 million on fixing this.
Well, you're halfway there on the...
You're doing the things that taxpayers hate. We're throwing money over here, and then the next thing you know, we say, oh, well, we could have avoided all of that. For whatever it's worth.
Okay.
So, can it benefit from some improvements? Yes, it can.
Okay. All right.
So this idea about how we can't fill in a little road ditch and widen that road is dumber than dumb. We can fill in that road ditch. We can put tubes under there and build the dang highway to...
Talking about E-76 on the way out to...
E-76 down the hill. The problem we can't deal with is a 12% grade coming down that hill and winding up on a curve in an intersection. We can't cope with that. Unless you go to the top and make your intersection up there where there's not a 12% grade, and then just the road is just the road coming down with no having to stop because somebody is pulling over or doing all that on that grade in inclement weather or whatever, or having to slow down a big truck going up the hill and they come around the corner, which you can't see people starting to go into Lakeshore Drive, and then this truck is getting ready to go up the hill and it's slippery and they start going backwards down the hill. That's, both of those are problems there that we could avoid if we just move that intersection up the hill.
Okay, so we'll leave number 8 as a need. Number 9 is reline and widen Route 248 from High Road to Shepherd Hills.
That continues to be, Ron, this is your song, buddy.
Yeah, this is a District 5 issue. Not only reline and widen, but there's safety issues. Buckhannon Road, the high school and the intermediate school and all that, is non-signalized at the present time. Ends up in a T, dead end of 248, major safety issue in sight distance. So I would emphasize that not only realign and widen, but there needs to be consideration for signaling. All the way from the high road, those are all T roads, that, and also Branson Hills Parkway. There was originally planned to be a light there, a controlled intersection, that has never been put in. They forego the money to do that with a light down by Walmart instead. But all those T intersections that dead end to 248 that have a short sight distance, they're on hills and curves, all the way from the high road down to Shepherd of the Hills, this is where that improvement is needed, both from a capacity standpoint and a safety issue, and to compound it with Ballparks of America opening up already in the next 2 to 3 years. going to be traffic trying to come across the high road down 248, come into the side door of and even to the front of Ballparks of America. So that is a high priority one. David Miller is already looking at engineering needs. He's talked about but hasn't presented to our group yet, the transportation group, a roundabout somewhere in that area that will get traffic flow in and out of that area, Shepherd Hills meets 248. So that is a major need from a capacity standpoint and a safety standpoint, all the way from the high road to Shepherd of the Hills on 248. Did I cover that well enough?
I think so.
You're essentially needing yes and no's from us.
Yep, for now. And item number 10, capacity improvements on Route 165 from 76 to 267, 265. Looking at possible turn lane, I assume that would be a third lane.
I'm not sure where this is.
I'm assuming it's out there in Stone County. It's the only place I can think of, 76 to 265.
Route 165.
Which 265 are they referring to? The one by the chateau or the one by...
Well, this looks similar to the number two item on your list.
They would have to be talking about the one by Figure Rock Acres if I...
On our list, it's number 10, but it looks similar to number 2 on the color sheet.
Well, 165 no longer goes from the interchange to 265. That's a county road. Or it's almost a street for a little ways, and it's a county road. Now, also, too, Gretna Road is signed county. Placards. Now, I don't know if that's actually county or if that's still in the state. You're not messing with Gretna Road, though, are you? You don't have to go and maintain Gretna Road. So apparently that's still state.
Okay.
But it's, like I say, it's placard. It was county 165.
From,
where it intersects with 265 would be at the chateau.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would be, if it was 76, it'd be Walgreens on one end, chateau on the other.
So where it goes down?
I guess the only concern I would have with adding that into number 10 is we're getting the roundabout at the end of the Bull Shoals Bridge. We have a project in here to widen 160 through Forsyth. But other than that, just about every project here is away from East County. Now, we always have talked about, and it's always a problem, that the East County traffic counts don't measure up and don't compete very well because the traffic counts aren't big, but those needs are pretty big sometimes. And I'm just trying to think if there's any that we're missing here, because we've taken on stuff like Grace Hill and some of those and finished them. And so I don't want to be misunderstood out of this group that a lot of this stuff is on the other side of the world, but there's huge traffic counts and it's huge needs. It will compete well. And if nobody has any concerns about it, Jason, how many of you got that still live there? Do we need 10 or we don't need 10?
We have 7.
If you add this one in, will you have 8?
This would be number 7.
Okay. This would be number 7. Mm-hmm. So there's still room for 3?
Yeah, or, I mean, we can have up to 15 or...
No use of putting a million in there because you know they won't go.
Sure. But yeah, if we could get to 10, so 3 other projects that may be on yours that we don't have included on here. I presume number 5, the new arterial, would not be a state route. Number 6 does not look like we have that on our list. 160 Rockaway Beach.
Number 8 and 29 are the 248 issues.
Mm-hmm. So Rockaway Beach, the 160, is that something we need to get on here? Because that would qualify. That's on the system.
Yeah, right. There is a lot of accidents there.
So there, Jason's one to get in there.
Okay.
Number 6.
What I understood in the highway department on that is the only thing is because they would have to follow the roadway, it's the only reason they didn't go wider on that to make it safer. I was looking at that. I didn't know that following the roadway there would have been an issue.
Yes.
It didn't look like it would be the need.
Right now, I agree. His needs are to fill his list. So,
well, and if they get selected, we want them to actually be something we want done. And
right.
Of course, this.
So, I mean, that seems like one that would be on there.
Yeah, it seems like it would be pretty low-hanging fruit to me. Plus, at least in my mind, from the west side of the county, it helps me get some projects in the east side of the county a little bit.
And we have a lot of concern with the citizens on that.
So, there you go.
Okay, so we're adding intersection improvements at Rockaway Beach on Route 160.
Yep.
Just going.
Get into some of these again. Like about that, the number 14 where we have 86 and 65. That's it. With what Mr. Morris is doing down there, there's some real reasons to do some of that stuff. The problem is it's going to be a $15 million deal, and they're not going to give us $15 million, so we're just going to get thrown right off the list, right off the bat.
Regional context, you know, the city of Marshfield and Webster County has a new interchange on I-44 included in their list, and they plan to bring it. Hope to compete well with the regional list. So that would be, you know, like a $30 million project right there.
I got bad news from Marshfield.
Well, they've been working on it for a long time. But the thing is, it's never been on our regional list, and it's not going to go anywhere if it's never on it. But even if it is on it, it might not go anywhere. So anyway, just to put it in context regionally, that there are other counties that are putting forth a large project like that.
What about number 12 on our list, the Missouri 165 Fall Creek Road?
Yeah, you kind of have that included already on that 165.
76265. That one was checked out. But it kind of goes back to that one's just stuff that's more feasible to do.
Actually, if you've seen the plans on that, it's not what a current intersection is. It actually moves
it up.
Up north a little bit of the current intersection. That current alignment is bad. And so.
You mean you don't like 2 hairpin turns on a... What degree of slope is that?
I'm thinking when they spent 29 cents on that concrete job that they got there, they got screwed out of their 29 cents when they paved that hill. It's the worst...
Like I said, what's the what degree is that, do you know, roughly?
I would guess that to be, what, 12.5